Hello and welcome to Men in Charge in Brief. I'm Kevin Decker.
And I'm Tony Flynn. Kevin, you've been flipping through the post-it notes. What's this episode about?
Well, I think there's a long tradition of inventing new calendars. And the first one, of course, was the French Revolution. It wasn't really the first, but I call it the first because of my ignorance. And we're going to focus on another one today in a sketch written by Scott Herrick.
But remember, there's an implicit question underlying each episode. So write down what you think the implicit question is. Mail it in. You could win a valuable prize.
Folks, the U.S. Department of Scheduling issued a calendar alert warning us that the current rate of adding federal and state holidays could result in a completely full calendar.
That's right, folks, and you don't have to be a math show-off to figure it out on your own. Within a couple of generations, there just won't be any event-free room left on the existing calendar model. Every day will be a special day for something, and as such, schools will be closed, banks, post offices, and public libraries will be increasingly shuttered. The economic consequences will be unfathomable.
Why, in the last 50 years alone, we've added such holidays as Mother's Day, Father's Day, Children's Day, Grandparents' Day, Fossil Day, Laminate Flooring Day, Asbestos Avoidance Day, Holster Day, and so on. Even the oldest federal holidays like Christmas, Thanksgiving, Independence Day, and New Year's have only been around since 1870. But now, look at the calendar. It's filling up. And fast.
So, to avoid a catastrophe, the United States Department of Scheduling has enlisted Men in Charge in Briefs to come up with a long-term solution.
How can we shoehorn in future holidays and special remembrance days into a static, inflexible space? Well, the answer has been in front of us all along, and it's called rock and roll.
We all remember 45 RPM vinyl records that had a side A and a side B. Side A had the song or tune the record company wanted radio stations to feature, while the lesser offering was on the B side. Well, our team of scheduling fighter pilots divided each day in the calendar into an A side and a B side. Say midnight till noon would be side A and noon to midnight side B.
So, major holidays like Thanksgiving and New Year's would keep their present dates, but would only last 12 hours, making room for an additional festive occasion to fill the side B part of the day. Instead of folks dealing with day-long hangovers, leftover desserts nobody liked, and guests lingering way too long after Santa's left the building, revelers can get on with the rest of their lives. In half the time.
And here's the beautiful part. Our new calendar opens the door to actually precisely 365 suddenly vacant slots for as of yet undetermined special days that will inevitably come about as time passes. There'll be room for reimagining your own gene pool day or know your tide tables day or even for our southern neighbors reopening your school library day.
Of course, some holidays like New Year's are A-side, and thus a lot more important than B-side holidays like Know Your Neighbor's Day or Second Amendment Day. So, these lesser holidays may well be cut to a 10-hour or even a 4-hour celebration.
Of course, we can't please everyone, and frankly, we don't care to. So, thanks to the U.S. Department of Scheduling for allowing us to put our slender Men in Charge and Brief shoulders to the ungreased wheel of this struggle with time, and to answer our frequent questions about the reward money offered for this important issue.
Fossil Day should be on the A side, please.
Kevin, any questions?
Yes, written in crayon from Lena Simone of Halliburton, Wyoming. She wonders if the implicit question is this new calendar a kind of oyster or whelk?
No.
No.
No valuable prize.
No, it was an inclusive or, so it had to be an oyster or whelk. In fact, it's just a whelk.
The other people not winning valuable prizes are the members of the cast, Scott Herrick and Ann Porter.
And thanks to Brian Lindsay, who's always baffled when the trick question, Dick Cheney, man, myth, or legend, is posed.